zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We're talking to Ashley Flowers this week here from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, talking about one of the most controversial murders of all times, O.J. Simpson.
You ever buy...
Whoops, sorry about that. I meant to hit this one right here.
Monday.
By the way, there is a photo that has to do with the case that you can see right now. Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Or if you don't have Instagram, you want to look at it on Facebook. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Jenny says at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, I was vacationing in LA when this occurred. Crazy. Blake says hashtag Murder Monday, ironically, is the only thing keeping me alive on Mondays.
It's absolutely crazy. Some people are saying that that 911 call that we just played of Nicole Simpson, they're like, I've never heard it before.
Me neither.
How terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So, Ashley Flowers, let's continue this story about O.J. Simpson here and everything that we know so far.
So one of the pieces of evidence found at the crime scene was this bloody footprint. And what they find, it is a size 12 shoe Bruno Maglia. I'm probably pronouncing it totally wrong.
Bruno Mars?
Not quite. But only 29 pairs were sold in the United States. OJ was a size 12. And actually in the deposition, and as I was researching these cases, it's the deposition videos that I had never seen. And they confront OJ and say, you know, you're a size 12. Do you own any shoes like this? And they show him a picture of what the shoes look like to try and jog his memory. And this is what he says.
Did you ever buy shoes that you knew were Bruno Maglia shoes?
No, because I know if Bruno Maglia makes shoes that look like the shoes they had in court that's involved in this case, I would have never worn those ugly ass shoes.
Later on, they do another deposition. And they confront him. The National Enquirer actually found a picture of him at some press event wearing those ugly-ass shoes. And they find a couple other pictures, and they confront him with it. And the video is like a cartoon with its eyes popping out when he sees himself. I have a screenshot of it. I put it on my Instagram, at IndyAshFlowers. You guys can retweet it.
Okay.
Or repost it. He basically, I mean, like, shocked, can't even speak for a couple of seconds, and then is like, you can't prove those shoes.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to post it right now at Joan Alex Show.
This never is like a home run at trial. Like, it just does not land. The prosecution, I don't think, lays it out properly because nobody talks about that. And then the defense takes the stand, and what they play or what they say is that basically all of the evidence they refute is that Mark Furman, first of all, their detective that found all of the evidence, they basically reveal that he is a super racist.
That's not good.
Wait, the detective is?
Yeah.
Super racist.
Oh, wait, I do remember this because I watched that People versus O.J. Simpson Ryan Murphy thing like last year.
Yes. So they get on it. He gets on the stand and he basically is confronted with this. So everything that basically he found, he has to take the fifth as not to incriminate himself. So pretty much everything they have from Mark Furman is out.
He screwed it up.
It's out. The DNA evidence, they have pictures of people walking all over the crime scene without gloves, without booties. Now, they didn't find the DNA of any of the tech, so the prosecution tried to argue that it couldn't have been contaminated. But this was 1994. Like, they didn't have the DNA protocols that we have now, so that, like, was just, like, the standard.
Right.
But it was used against them. And finally, the most famous defense that they had was the glove.
Mm.
The prosecution in the worst move I've ever seen, wants OJ to try it on live in court in front of the jury. And the defense knows this is coming. And what they say that they admit to in the People versus OJ and all these documentaries afterwards is they told OJ, just stop taking your arthritis medicine. Like, let your hands swell up. He also had to wear rubber gloves underneath. So he's got these rubber gloves on. His hands are all swollen. And of course the glove doesn't fit.
Ooh, I didn't know that he had stopped taking arthritis medicine.
I didn't know that either.
Yes, but Johnny Cochran gets in with his famous line, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Okay, I thought it was no glove, no love. That's somebody else.
That's something else.
Okay. That is famous. I've heard it.
So they go in January, and the case gets out in October. And after 10 months, the jury only deliberated for 4 hours. And the only thing that they reviewed was the testimony of the driver. But at the end of the day, they came out with a not guilty verdict.
Jeez.
And most of them said, you know, we think he did it, but we think the prosecution did a terrible job of laying out their case. And there, it was not without a reasonable doubt. So we had to let him go.
Dude, epic, crazy.
It's still insane, like, to rehash and hear the story all these years later and just... The fact that he was found not guilty because of, like, just such blunders. It was terrible.
For sure. We got a lot of comments on Instagram on these photos at Joan Alex Show. Someone said it's sad that this woman feared for her life, eventually lost it, and no justice was ever given to her. This case is so famous for OJ getting away with murder, but everyone forgets about this poor woman. Craziness, man.
Hey, Ashley Flowers, thank you so much for coming in here for Murder Monday. And as a reminder, Crime Stoppers is a nonprofit organization that gets all their funds from donations. Crime Stoppers, you guys are holding their last fundraising event of 2017, and we love when people come out and support you guys. It's going on Saturday, October 21st, at 5 different locations around Indy. You're going to host their annual Shred event for $5 donations. You can have a confidential document or computer, phone, hard drive safely destroyed to prevent identity theft. That's a pretty smart idea right there.
Absolutely, and I'll be out at the Carmel location, so if anyone wants to volunteer or come by and say hi, that'd be awesome.
Okay, cool. If you want to volunteer or get more information, go to crimetips.org. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you, guys.